Welcome to another episode of Around the Mic on Sojo 104.9. I'm Heather DeLuca with Social Spring Gonzalez. And Mike Richmond, of course, of The Mike Show. And I don't know, it's Friday. It's been a humid week.
Yeah.
I just sort of feel all...
I'm sorry, Mike put on Heather's aviators, and the only thing I thought was, here I am! Like a hurricane!
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
so,
man.
My husband bought these mirrored aviators on the Amazon Prime sale this past Monday.
I
Amazon
heard
Prime
about
Day.
That. He fell for that, did he?
Yes, because
Prime
he also
Day.
Bought this blanket that claimed to be the world's softest blanket, and he got it for like $3.99, and it is not.
So
it feels
it's worth
like
the price.
Burlap.
Ew.
Is your husband?
I hate the word burlap.
Is your husband a QVC shopper too?
No, that's me. Because I don't really shop. I just like to watch. But on occasion, I do pick up the phone.
I'm sorry. It just looks like Mr. 305 is staring at me.
He's like, I don't know if you've ever seen that episode of South Park when Cartman becomes, it's like a spoof on the TV show Cops, and he's riding his big wheel around, like dressed like a cop. That's exactly what, I looked in the mirror. I put those on this morning because Sean bought them for himself, but they're too small for his head. So I put them on. I was like, they're kind of badass.
They
so
are.
I'm gonna,
I just don't. It's
I'm gonna
too
rock
reflecting.
Them. But they look way better on him, though. I can't see his eyes. So
it's
I don't know.
He looks like Pitbull. I can see
That's
his
right.
eyes. It's gonna freak
you
me
can
out.
Tell Pitbull and me apart because my shirt is not tucked in.
Yep, that is true.
Oh.
Pitbull has to tuck in his shirts. Yeah.
You're usually a shirt tucker inner, though.
Usually, yes.
Yeah, well, it's Friday. I don't know. We're all feeling kind of feisty. I've already fallen on my butt this morning. So I think if I could survive that,
I put
the rest
in minimal
of Friday.
Effort today. So. That's how my Friday's going.
Good to know. Tell that to your boss.
I just met in my appearance.
Okay, that's good.
Like, where are the buns heading?
That's
it's like
good,
falling,
that's good.
It's falling to the right.
Okay, so yesterday I got into a discussion with one of our colleagues here, Pete Thompson, who was on our ESPN station. Okay, bar or body wash? I just want to get a vibe. What do you use in the shower?
I used to use body wash. I switched over to bar.
Okay. Mike.
Bar.
Okay, bar. I use bar.
Okay.
But just because I use this like special soap that has like shea butter and it's got like exfoliators in
it.
Body washes, I don't know if you know this, a key ingredient in most body washes is the same ingredient they put in dishwasher detergent and in dish detergent. Mm. So I find it to be extremely like stripping to my skin. So unless I like feel like really like smelling like an orchid for the day or something, like I skip the body wash.
See, for me, I had read an article that millennials are killing the whole bar soap industry. And because I hate any slander against millennials, I started using bar soap.
Okay, gotcha. But
you'll show them.
That's right. I started using bar
and I
soap.
Said, why, Pete? Why this question? Do you use body wash? And he says, yeah. And I said, listen, my husband uses one of those combo things that's shampoo slash body wash, like
one.
An axe or something. Or like, I don't know if he applies it with his hand or if he uses a washcloth.
Okay.
But all I know is that if I open that shower curtain and I see him using a poofy loofah, the romance is over.
Really? Why?
So my question is it weird for a guy to use a poofy loofah?
No, I think it's fine.
I just the visual in my head of a guy using a poofy loofah.
Right.
I'm like,
Do you mean the natural?
No,
off-white?
I don't mean like the puffy, cheap ones that
you
can get from the dollar store.
No, I'm talking about the ones that are shaped like flowers.
The plastic ones.
Yeah. Not like the.
Yeah, that's a little.
Not like the legitimate loofah, like the loofah sponge like you would get, but the loofah poof.
Right.
Yeah, the loofah poof.
Because I used to use the poof loofah.
Effeminate.
Like,
you're a girl.
Right. But my little brother also uses a loofah sort of deal because Axe has their own version. They do.
Of a man loofah?
Of a man loofah.
Is it smaller and grayer?
It's black.
Because I don't want him using...
Feel manly.
Okay.
Take any female product, make it black, and a guy
fine.
Will use it.
Except,
okay.
Except for two things.
Is that washcloths freak me out to actually clean yourself with because in my family, we use washcloths until you're like three. And then other than that, it's called a paño, which is what you clean the whole house with. And typically the washcloth will probably last for years. So in my head, it just has a bunch of germs on it. So I don't like washcloths. I also don't like loofahs anymore after finding out how much germs it has
on it. Oh my God, they are bacterial playgrounds.
Yeah. So yeah. Both of them loofahs have been killed for me.
I don't really care about if they're safe or not or if they're healthy. Mm-hmm. I just, if I open that shower curtain and I see my husband using a poof loofah,
that means
that's
he's
it.
Scrubbing. I'm into it.
How about a hair dryer? Is a guy using a hair dryer? Is that effeminate?
You know what's funny? My ex-boyfriend used to do that. I actually dated a few guys that do that with a blow dryer, and it doesn't weird me out.
Never, ever dated a guy that used a blow dryer.
Yeah, and they have their tiny little brush to back. He used a flat iron once because he has curly hair.
No.
Yeah?
Nope.
Yep.
No. Okay. I just wanted, so it's not.
Heather likes her man manly.
Right.
So
I
it's
guess
not unmanly
right.
to use a poof loofah. Do you think they can make them more male friendly, like put sports teams on them or something?
Well, that's what
can
Axe
they change
is
the shape of it? Like, I don't know.
Make them more abrasive.
make a
every single time it rubs on you.
Make a loofah out of sandpaper and let's see how you do in the shower.
Add some nails, tiny little fine
that
nails.
Little cord on it. If you can make that out of leather. Or,
yes.
Or burlap.
Wait, I would want that.
I don't
I
know.
I would actually want a loofah made out like with a leather strap. That would be nice. I like that idea.
Vegan leather, of course.
Of
it would
course.
Have to be because it's in water.
I'm right. good with a washcloth, but the guy using the poofy loofah, I don't know why. I just,
wait, so did
it
you
turns
ask,
me off.
Did you ask Pete if he uses a washcloth loofah
or
hand?
Oh, I feel
hand?
So bad. He uses the body wash and the poofy loofah.
I love it.
How about if you
I
use the poofy loofah on you?
That's hot.
Okay, if I'm in the shower, that's a whole other story. That's a whole other story.
What if you're injured and can't wash yourself?
So I need to get a sponge bath?
Yes.
He can use it on me. I just don't want to see him using it on himself. Now, okay. if he is injured and he's in the bathtub and I'm using the poofy loofah on him.
That's fine.
Yes.
Okay.
I think the poofy loofah
we'll allow that.
Needs to be shared.
No. Do not use my poofy loofah
no.
on your body.
No. Needs to be like shared together.
Okay.
And then the romance is back.
And you can't use your hands.
You can only use the poofy. Okay, I don't even know where
See,
this is going.
This is going to another topic of showering together, which is the weirdest thing for me. I don't know why. Because, okay, so.
Like if there's no nookie involved, it's weird to shower together?
Yeah. Because,
but what if
like,
you have one of those awesome showers that have the dual heads and you just go in there
okay.
and do. I kind of, yeah,
but
I want my personal space.
I took a shower with my boyfriend and. It was just strange.
Sorry, Springs mom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Mom, that never happened. That was never a thing. But anyway.
Purely hypothetical.
Completely hypothetical. So it came a time to, like, wash our areas. And we were washing each other. And then he tried to on me. And I was like, no. What are you doing? And then he had suggested I, like, wash. No, and then there's couples who shave each other over there.
Oh, no. Okay, no. Now we're getting into
Cosmo
just, like, weird stuff.
Cosmo has suggested that as a way to get sexy, and I'm like, no.
That's not hot. And get away from me with that razor. Do you know how it's taken me this long, 30 years of shaving in my life, to perfect so that I don't
exactly.
nick myself? I'm
like,
not giving that
don't understand
razor to anyone
the
else.
Angles that we are doing. So, no, you are not allowed to do that for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's the thing I have against showering with another person.
Okay.
Unless there's nookie involved, then you gotta do your thing.
I like tubby time.
You're not really supposed to be showering.
The what?
You're not really supposed to. It's not about showering.
No.
But sometimes there's no time and you really do need to shower and just go.
There's plenty of time.
That never happens.
Wake up 10 minutes earlier.
There's like.
You know who you're talking to here?
There's jump in, clean the parts that matter, leave the shower running, and I'll be right in there.
Yeah, this is why I lock my bathroom door when I'm inside.
It's like
no one comes into the shower. Yeah, I don't like that.
Do you want to take a shower together or. It's tubby time. Usually means there's other activities going on.
Tubby time.
Yeah, tubby
yeah.
time.
That's when you get out the.
That's when
the
it's a
bath,
not a shower.
I'm not gonna lie. I thought of two Teletubbies in the bathtub. Lala and Poe just washing each other off.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, where my mind goes.
Oh, I don't know.
That was a funny topic.
Okay. I thought so. We got into this last night
so
before I walked out.
So if you're a man and you use a loofah and you're single. You let me know. I'll accept you.
Okay, that's good. I mean, I accept everyone. Really, I do. I just, it's going to turn me off personally.
What Heather doesn't know
Right. What?
Won't harm.
So do you think he does? Do you think Sean uses a loofah? Have you seen a loofah in sight?
There's a loofah in my shower. I don't use it.
Has it ever been wet?
So the next, right. So I'm going to check tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to check tomorrow.
Because there's nothing worse than when you grab your loofah and it's already wet. You're like,
because did you ever try to put the body wash in your hand and then rub
like
it on your face?
I feel like I'm not cleaning myself. Off.
No, I'm not cleaning myself.
Or what you do is remove the loofah. Don't tell your husband about it. Then see if he goes, hey, where's the loofah?
Uh-huh. Or, you know, I'll smell it. If it smells like his body wash, then that'll be a sure sign. Huh. Okay. I will follow up next week.
Yes,
I will
please.
Let you know.
Yeah.
What happens what when I see think? Him again? I'm going to look him in the eye like,
same thing that I'm thinking.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Like,
Uh-oh.
Here comes Sean.
Oh, my gosh. I feel slightly faintish because I haven't eaten yet today. I don't quite think I have vertigo like wife Karen.
Oh, boy.
But I've had it.
I'm hangry.
I had it while I was driving, and I don't know what brought it on that day. I was told an iron deficiency, but I was near where the Harley Dawn Diner is on the Black Horse Pike,
yes.
Mid Landing-ish area. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I'm looking at the sign for the Harley Dawn Diner, and I watched it go like this. In my head, it was like the sign rotated, like the whole world just went upside down. And
it's like a Twin Peaks episode.
And there was a car coming on the other side of the road, so I just immediately cut the wheel to the right and went over and sat on the side of the road until I got myself back together. But it took a good couple of minutes. Vertigo is scary. There's a swimmer, an Olympic swimmer. I can't remember her name.
Lightheaded, right?
No, lightheaded is like.
You get dizzy, but it's not vertigo.
Vertigo.
That's happened to me.
Vertigo, it feels like you're looking at a TV screen and somebody just takes it and like rotates it 90 degrees or like 180 degrees. The whole world turns upside down.
I always thought vertigo was permanent, sort of like Lyme disease. Once you get it, you can't get rid of it. But
no,
apparently
there was
that's not true.
A swimmer. I can't remember her name. She competed in the Olympics in the 80s, but she had it really, really bad, and it affected her on a dive once, and she actually smacked her head on the platform.
Yeah.
And she continued to swim, but it's a big thing with swimmers because
the water
they jump and they're constantly rotating, and you know trying to keep, and that's just not normal.
Yeah.
And then you're in the water all the time, and you're hitting. Making such impact with the water gets lodged in your ears.
Yeah.
And so that messes with your equilibrium. That's what it's all about. I was told it can be also caused by like dehydration and an iron deficiency.
See,
but I'm anemic anyway, so.
Thanks to Hitchcock's vertigo, I really thought it was just fear of heights, like an extreme fear of heights. So when I started watching Arrested Development and Liza Minnelli's character suffers from vertigo, I'm like, wait, but she's on the ground.
There are people that get it when they stand on something high and then they look down and things start to corkscrew.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the same type of thing.
Okay.
I guess it comes in many different forms, but.
Ooh, that sounds scary.
But I basically, the moral of the story is I need a bagel.
I can use a jalapeno bagel right now.
Yes,
bacon,
the
egg and cheese. Mm.
So if you have vertigo and are standing on the edge of the Grand Canyon, would everything seem normal then? Would they cancel each other out?
Would the canyon look like the sky? Whoa. Talk
it just blew
about
my mind right
freaky.
There. I don't know because my dad's an artist, so he painted this painting for me that when you... it's like mossy green and then turquoise blue. So when you turn it one way, it looks like you're on the land looking at the sky. But when it turns the other way, it looks like you're in the water looking towards the land. So it is really all about perspective.
Whoa.
So like every 6 months or so, I'll turn it just to change the perspective.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and you see it completely differently. So
Every 6 months, I rotate my mattress.
Oh, I hear you.
You know
should
what it's
really
hard to do with when you have a pillow top. You can only
that's what we have.
Rotate it that way.
That's,
we used to flip the mattress.
That's what I do. Yeah,
you know
we can't flip ours. We have to rotate it, which means we have to move our bedside tables around. Also, we have to switch those every 6 months.
Okay,
you got to move from the left to the right because I don't want all
true.
My stuff being in the nightstand over there. And wife Karen stuff. So when
you're only rotating the mattress, not the bed.
Right, but we have to switch sides.
Why?
Oh, I should have mentioned. We've got one of those. We have one of those mattresses that her side is for her.
Oh, jeez. What do you have a sleep number?
No, I wish because then we wouldn't have to rotate it. We could just adjust.
Right.
But we've got one of those pillow top things where hers is.
Oh.
hard, mind soft.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Now that makes sense. Cause
okay, because I was like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, so so we have to switch sides of the bed when we rotate it, and then I got to switch nightstand. I got to move the nightstands, too.
See, I always know something's happening with my mom because she actually flips her room the way you just described. Like, she'll flip it. So the bed will move. Everything on the right will move to the left. Everything on the left will move to the right, and it'll just change completely.
They don't tell you that when you're buying the mattress, that you got to flip the entire room.
Like, yeah, well, I don't do that, so...
But really, a soft mattress? Like, you like it soft?
I am soft. I don't. It's that thing where you lay down and then the little computer tells you what you need, what's best for you.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why I want to get one of those Tempur-Pedics that just conforms to your body.
Yeah, if I had to do it again, I would go with the...
My mom has a memory foam
number. Number thing.
Really?
Thing. I don't like memory foam. I don't know why.
We stayed in a hotel that had the sleep number thing in it. It was delightful.
It was delightful.
I imagine it nice, but I wouldn't know how to act. I would constantly change the number.
Well, here's the thing. This is what happens. Well, that's the good thing about it. You can adjust it.
Mine's 305.
But this is what...
I really cannot take you seriously.
I'm not taking the sunglasses off this whole time, and like, it's working for me, so...
It's weirding me out.
With mattresses, it's the same thing when I shop for a pair of shoes. Uh-huh. Like, I don't know. It feels good in the store. And then when I get home, I'm like, oh, not so much, you know? Not so comfortable.
There's a pair of shoes that look amazing when I wear them on. So you know the picture I took in Miami of the long black dress, those heels. They look great in every outfit. They're horrible to walk in.
Well, duh.
But when I bought them in the store, it felt amazing.
Of course.
I walked around in my house completely fine. Wore them out. First 3 hours. No, I'm kidding. First 2 hours started to like kind of hurt, but like the normal hurt that heels always feel like.
Here's the thing.
Torture.
You don't wear them for like 2 hours walking around the store. You wear them. You walk around up and down, you know, maybe for 30 minutes like I do because I can't make a decision in life. But you don't wear them for that long like around your house. I bet you if you wore them for 2 hours walking around your house or standing still like you do at a bar where all the weight is going on the ball of your foot.
God, they're awful.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
But I did hear a tip from Gigi Hadid, supermodel, that says if you want to be able to wear heels all the time, you just have to constantly wear heels all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't understand how the Kardashians wear heels every single day, all day.
But they also have, they probably have.
This
does
sound like an obvious thing.
They probably have custom inserts.
Spoken like a fashion model. If you want to wear heels all the time, you have to wear heels all the time.
Well, I really did go through a phase where I would not like wear flats. The only place I wore sneakers was to the gym or like flip-flops to the beach.
And did your feet hurt?
And then when I started... I remember the first pair of flats that I got, and I freaking loved them because they were just so cute. How bad my legs hurt.
I heard my feet
hurt because I wasn't, like, my feet weren't arched.
Right.
And that's when I went and got my foot printed.
Uh-huh.
A lot of different sports. Oh, my God, I have splinters all in my hand from falling on the deck this morning. I just noticed
that.
Sorry.
You get from feeding the squirrels.
That's what I get. But you can actually go and get an imprint of your foot at most places like Foot Locker, Foot Action. I don't even know what kind of Champion. Is that still open?
I don't know. I don't know.
Sports stores are open anymore.
Or on the beach in wet sand.
Yeah, on the beach you can do it. Or you just wet your foot and then step on construction paper.
Yeah.
So you can see the outline of your foot. Like, I know that I have a really, really high arch. Like, my foot comes...
Okay.
In. Like, I have a high instep.
So does that mean I can never wear heels? Like, would heels be torture for me?
They're probably more problematic for you, whereas I feel more comfortable on the balls of my feet because my arch is high.
That would make sense. So, you know those cute strappy heel, like the sandal-looking heels that everyone wears? Mm-hmm. I can't wear those then. Because that's probably why they just feel awful by the end of the night.
Yeah.
Because my big, flat feet. I also have large feet, for those of you listening.
How do you feel in heels, Mike?
The closest thing that I have to heels are my boots, cowboy boots.
Yeah.
And I put on, I have three pair of cowboy boots. I don't wear them too often, but on my birthday, I wore my newest pair, and I hadn't worn them for a long time. And they felt comfortable and everything, but the next day, my back was totally
oh my
out.
Gosh, don't you hate when that happens?
Yeah.
Like, your lower back, and that's what it's from. It's like, you realize how poor the strut, or the same thing, like you said, like you just haven't worn them for a while.
Yeah, so
like
I
how
wasn't
it shifts
used,
the weight of your body. Yeah.
I wasn't used to the.
My lower back never hurts. For me, it's always my hamstrings and my quads that hurt like crazy the next day.
It's my lower back, same as Mike, like that. Yeah. And a lot of times, too, if I like my riding boots that I wear during the wintertime, mm-hmm. because with boots, especially, and you said you'd had those boots for a while.
Mm-hmm.
When you get a pair of boots, the area around the ankle, the more you walk in them, begins to stretch.
Mm-hmm.
And that compromises the stability of your ankle. And that's what causes your back to hurt. So the riding boots are actually real, like podiatrists don't recommend riding, you know, boots. Or if you get one, get ones that's really fitted to mm-hmm. your ankle because they do stretch.
So that's and why they're so skinny.
Uggs are so bad because there's no ankle, there's no stability. There's no ankle
that's
stability.
Why you see cowboys riding horses so much because it's bad to be walking around to them.
And because, like, if you had a horse to ride, why would you walk? Like,
good point. Very valid point. Now I'm just thinking of shoes. I was hungry. Now I'm thinking of shoes.
I'm still hungry. Still need that bagel. Yeah. So... like, I have, like, legit no idea where this podcast was going.
I also brought this up because this is what I'm staring at for the last 30 minutes of this podcast.
Mr. Worldwide.
It's a picture of Mr. Worldwide. He really is not that bad looking.
So, spring would be, if we were naming ourselves after area codes, spring would be Miss, are you 212? You're a 917 girl.
917. Okay. Which, that's just not attractive.
Hold that thought. Is he taking selfies?
Yes.
Okay.
So what happens when you have a celebrity in the
this is so I had no idea this would be the like the popular prop of the morning.
Are you done there?
No. What is the face? Like,
please go into Wawa and pretend to be.
He does that little thing with his mouth.
Pitbull. Yes, he does.
Oh, where he goes like this.
Yeah, he's good though.
Wait, could you please do that? Just pretend that you're Pitbull and you need, I don't know, a hoagie. And you have to speak exactly the way he does.
Should I go into Starbucks and when they ask for my name, say Pitbull?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Can you film it, please?
And your name?
Mr. 305.
Mr. Worldwide.
Just put 305.
Please.
Put Worldwide.
Yes, tuck in your shirt.
I'd be Ms.
Yeah, no,
Ms. 609 because I actually did have a 609 when I was little.
There's an O in the middle.
I guess when I was in high school. The 609 split off to the 856, and then I wasn't a 609 anymore. It's like that episode of Sex in the City.
Yes, yeah, so
where
became
Carrie
becomes 347.
She became a new area coach. She's like, I'm a 212 girl.
See, I always thought that.
Then I became
weird
an 856 girl.
Because they called her a 212 girl, and 212 typically is a business number.
Not. It is now. It is now. They reserve the 212s for business numbers, and they New York designated
it.
As yes to
they have
two
too
other
many
area
codes.
I know.
Too many.
All right, so I'm a Ms. 609.
I like that.
You're a Ms. 917.
I don't like that.
And Mike, where were you born? Or what area code do you identify with? The one from Georgia? The one from, yeah.
I identify as a 404.
Mr. 404.
The page not found number?
404.
Isn't that like stuff you clean your house with?
Downtown Atlanta.
The 404.
You ought to know that. You and your trap background.
Trap what?
Trap music background.
The spring 404? Has a trap music background.
Oh, that I like trap music. We were talking about that.
You do? You've got a special kind of brain,
trap
girlfriend.
Trap music is popular now.
Oh God, I
it's
can't.
The new wave.
It hurts my head. Gives me a headache. Okay. Does anyone else have anything to entertain our podcast subscribers with?
Oh, is that what we're supposed to be doing?
I have no idea. There was like literally no plan, no structure to this today.
I think it went fantastic.
So thanks for listening.
This was a Friday podcast.
So is it manly for a man to use a poof loofah?
No.
Let us know. Head to sojo1049.com. Take the poll. You can also follow us on Instagram or follow Mike now on Instagram to see photos of him looking like Pitbull in mirrored aviator glasses. Maybe.
I still challenge you to
Heather's.
Go to Starbucks.
Heather's aviator glasses.
I don't know. I think they're yours now. And we will talk to you next week on Around the Mic. I'm Heather DeLuca. Mike Richmond, Social Spring Gonzalez can be heard
Hello.
Weekdays 5:30 to 10 during the Mike Show on Sojo 104.9. We promise we'll do better for you next week. Well, we'll actually try.
Darling.
Darling.